I have no idea what the intro song is yet or what our intro is going to be to this brand new show that's also an old show, but with a new premise. This is welcome to the inaugural episode of The Hype Train. With me is Trevor Camp.
Choo choo.
There it is.
Asa Gray.
I knew he was gonna.
Somebody had to.
Someone had to.
He said my name first, so it was happening.
It's always the person to my left. Except for that one time when Mandy was to my left and I started to the right. Oh, she got so mad. Because Mandy was always last before. Like, mm-hmm. It didn't seem right mentioning her first. Mm-hmm. And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball.
You had the perfect opportunity to introduce yourself as the conductor.
Oh, you messed up.
I done goofed, y'all.
You did.
I done goofed. I didn't think I needed to give it to you.
Oh, you
did. It's that low-hanging fruit is right there.
I start the show over.
No.
No.
That's not who we are.
I'm the kind of person that overlooks the low-hanging fruit.
I know. You're better than this. You're better than all of us. It's fine.
But at the same time, that's brilliant.
Don't let him think he's better than you. He just didn't think of that.
It's accurate. we're going to try out the hype train since people won't interact with us on Facebook and it's upsetting.
That's not the main reason.
It's not. No. We also ran out of stuff to talk about.
We did. Yeah. Nerd culture is not as deep as we had hoped, I guess.
I mean,
it's mostly easily acceptable or accessible. We just tend to talk. We also get derailed a lot.
We do.
That wasn't even supposed to be a train pun. It just happens.
All the train puns.
Guys, there's going to be so many.
Thank you for joining us on the last episode of The Hype Train.
We ran out of stuff to instruct people about. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, we got lucky with a couple of holidays in there. Gave us some material. But we definitely do get derailed a lot, which, train puns aside, that's just a thing. Mm-hmm. And we do everything we can to avoid a train wreck. Which that's not necessarily a pun so much as it was a show on this network at one point. Trainwreck Thursdays.
Yeah, Trainwreck Thursdays. That's what it was called.
That's what happened when Tanner didn't show up.
Because then there was no topic. It was just out the window, which is kind of what this is going to be. Because it also turned out to be like, not only was it kind of difficult to find a topic to like go over in depth, it also was just like trying to find just one specific thing to have to talk about. It's a little difficult. So we're still going to have like, there's things we want to touch on, especially more of things that we're either currently excited about that we're playing or things that are coming out soon that we are just hyped about. Because general discussion, because the three of us can carry a conversation pretty well.
I mean, the pre-show went 25 minutes almost.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a good 20 minutes between then and now.
Jesse, the pre-show? What's that?
Oh, buddy, for a dollar, this is terrible. I can't keep it up. but for real, though, patreon.com/podzilla1985, $1 subscription gets you access to all of the pre-shows. It's a whole lot of extra content, completely uncensored. And, you get to hear us work through sound tests. And we talk a whole lot.
It's also mostly just like mini episodes that are totally off the cuff and are legitimately some of the most fun stuff that we put out.
Yeah, anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes of just like us talking about random crap.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy the pre-shows. Probably more than the regular one.
It's a lot of fun. I mean,
I believe it.
They're very bite-sized, so you could just knock one out real quick.
Yeah, pop it on. You got a hefty poop. Kick us on.
We'll be on that pre-show.
Yeah, we'll be your poop buddy.
I already am.
And according to Trevor's wife, we're his shower buddies.
Yeah, I listen to you guys in the shower. I like to believe someone's listening to me in the shower right now. Hey, shower guy.
Don't forget behind your ears.
Hopefully you have a beer. If you don't, you should try that at some point. Shower beer is a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah. A moment to evangelize on the shower beer. It's the greatest thing I've ever done to myself. Like, there's nothing greater after going and working out and, like, getting sweaty, long day, and getting you a good shower beer. My lovely wife was nice enough to get me a shower beer holder.
Can confirm.
You can buy these things. They're like $4. It's a suction cup that holds your beer.
Bottle or can?
Both. I've even put a pint glass in there.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
I know.
Because for $4,
I know you.
I'm not putting glass in something that I'm standing barefoot.
I know, and that's
not a wise decision necessarily.
But it's like that SOB spot welded to the shower. It's amazing.
It's now a permanent fixture,
dude. It's staying when I move.
He's not gonna try and pry that thing off.
I will say though, the shower beer must be enjoyed responsibly, because it is very easy to take that to a dark place.
It's true. A shower beer should be drank in happiness. There should never be a depressed shower beer. In that way lies madness.
That's, I mean, what in my fairness, last couple shower beers were.
Those shower beers?
Angry.
Angry shower beers?
I got out of work and I was real unthrilled with my evening at the old Red Lobster.
See, that's those shower beers you're pounding.
And honestly, let's be fair, like those kind of people, like they have already experienced shower beer and not for good reasons.
Yeah.
Not a joyous moment.
But everyone else. Shower beer is wonderful. Anyway, let's
follow
try
my
and,
Instagram. That's half my Instagram.
We'll try and get back on topic here.
No, we won't. We're done with that show, Jesse.
We changed for that reason.
If you guys listened to our last episode, where it was just me and Asa, it was the last episode of Nerds for Hire.
I leave 1 week.
Which I was going to say, the episode Trevor's not here is when we decide, you know what? Not doing this one anymore.
And let's, you didn't tell me. I had to find out by listening to the show.
I'm like, Jess, he's the conductor.
No, yeah, because in fairness, like, I didn't see you before you listened to it.
You have my number.
You live across the parking lot from him.
Listen.
Literally.
unless I see Trevor, I can't defend it anymore. Like I had every opportunity. The only thing is I didn't actively see him.
I'm sitting there in my shower enjoying a lovely IPA, and all of a sudden I found out the show's canceled.
The one show that he's on the network.
Pulling the plug.
At least we did mention on the show that you weren't fired.
That was nice to know. I didn't know how I'd make my bills if you guys fired me.
Probably the exact same you do now.
Probably the same way.
Roughly.
Roughly.
Almost exactly. Exactly.
Almost indistinguishably.
Anyway. So the last time we talked about Pokemon and like our hopes for the new Pokemon game, and that's kind of like, I really liked that format of me and Asa just talking about stuff and then having that general topic that we eventually want to get to, and you know we can hype about.
Right.
In this case, this week or month rather, it's going to be Borderlands.
Yeah.
Because everybody at this table is hyped about Borderlands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody at this table has it or will have it on Xbox One very soon.
It's on sale for another day for $15 for the Handsome Jack Collection.
And we will be playing it.
I bought it last night. I'm not happy about it.
When you say I got like 24 hours, like, do I got to do that tonight or can I do that tomorrow?
I don't know. So Sunday it said there was 3 days left.
But Sunday it said it was 4.
From my phone?
Yeah. Probably on the Xbox app. Because you can.
I don't have the Xbox app.
I mean, you might be able to just go to the Microsoft
store. How did you plan on doing it on your phone?
I don't know, man. You're working IT. I thought you could just wave the wand.
Well, I don't have one of those. I just show up and things start working.
Oh.
That's like 80% of my job. Well, it's working now. Of course it is.
Neat.
It's working now.
I remember the first time I did that to you. I felt so terrible.
I don't, if it makes you feel better.
Saved you a Google search.
Yeah, because that's a... A lot of my job, and I guess like a lot of it is ruined for me, because at one point there was a woman who would like claim things were broken or sometimes like break them herself because she just didn't want to work. So she's like, well, can't do anything. It's broken.
Jesse, you were clearly bad at flirting. That woman was trying to get you in her office.
Oh, she was like 70.
What, she doesn't have feelings? She doesn't have needs, Jesse, that a young, strapping, bearded man could facilitate with? Selfish.
Anyway.
I hope you remember that comment next time she breaks something.
Oh, she's retired.
Gone. She's long gone.
No, like I said, she was literally 70. She retired like 2 years after I started.
Aww.
It says 2 days left, so I don't know if that means like today and tomorrow or... Today, tomorrow, and
But Trevor, I do see a buy button on his screen.
Yeah.
What are you on? Like the.
I just Google. It's Microsoft Store.
Okay, so I'll probably do that at the end of this show because I actually, unlike you guys, I can't phone and talk at the same time.
That's okay. I tell you what, I'm gonna go ahead and just send you the link.
Oh, you're the man.
You'll be ready to go. You don't even have to look at it.
Oh, you guys are great.
So yeah, Borderlands, because Borderlands 3 is coming out.
There's been a lot of
it's the very Borderlands news heavy couple weeks.
Yeah,
between three and then the re-release, or well, not re-release, but the Game of the Year edition for the first Borderlands coming out with all the DLC and stuff. With all the updated graphics and gameplay mechanics and stuff like that.
Because we talked about a lot of that on Nerd Up this last weekend. So if you want to get really caught up on a lot of that news, we go kind of in-depth there. We'll probably do it again tonight. But for now, the first thing I wanted to do on the show, though, it's an idea that Ace has been wanting to put in for a while. Just stuff that we are currently experiencing that you should get hyped about.
Oh yeah, just like a general, like what we're playing or what we're playing, reading, watching,
yes.
Stuff like that.
Can I ask it?
Go ahead, buddy.
Asa, what brings you joy?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Not that! Not Marie Kondo.
I'm sorry. I've been waiting all week to do that.
Have you?
I have. I have.
I believe him.
I do too. That's why it's funnier. No, I'm playing a lot of the Division 2. Not as much as I would really like to, because I think Shannon and Bob are now way ahead of me, which I've now played with Shannon once, and that was on Sunday.
I hear it's phenomenal.
It's really good. The shooting feels really nice. There's just so much loot everywhere. It's almost a little overwhelming, especially now that Shannon has shown me how incorrectly I was playing the game.
Oh, you didn't know how mods worked at all, did you?
Nope.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't using the mods, but I also didn't know how, like, there's another section of mods that I just wasn't using because I was like, I don't know where these go. So, doesn't matter. Here we go. Let's go.
Somebody's shooting at me. No time for this.
Yep. I'm just going to shoot back.
And shoot back you can.
And hope that someone, that I open up a backpack that has an awesome, better assault rifle in it. Because that's the favorite. That's my...
I like the marksman rifles a lot, and it is really fun.
I've been using the marksman rifles a surprising amount because I am not a sniper in any sort of shooter game.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a long-range person because I'm just not accurate enough. I'm PC, console, it doesn't matter. I am just not good at shooters, especially when you have to be precise.
So you were using the single shot on Call of Duty for a while, weren't you?
Kind of, but it was the one that was very forgiving where it's not like a long recoil time.
Fair enough. Yeah, because none of the semi-auto ones in Call of Duty were, and then a lot of them were like 2 to 3 shot kills.
Yeah. So I would try stuff like that, but like typically I much prefer like assault rifle because that's kind of mid range. I can get them at a distance, but I can put enough bullets in them. It doesn't matter that I'm not hitting them in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I usually would follow up with either a SMG or a shotgun if they get too close. But now I'm just like headshot city, and I love it. Because it's very satisfying to see that, like, shooting them with an assault rifle and getting, like, 12K damage to then shooting them with a marksman rifle and getting that, like, 60K.
So
getting that crit.
Mm. Steven hit max crits. Level pretty early. So did Andrew and everybody else that I play with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even close. I was playing one day and Steven jumped in with me. And it brought everybody up. I was level 5.
Mm-hmm.
Steven was max level, brought me and everybody else up. I thought it was supposed to bring Steven down.
Mm-hmm, no.
Instead, it went the other way. Yeah. Brought everybody up.
It was like when I was playing League of Legends with you.
Yeah, a little different because these were against NPCs. But yes, no, kind of similar, though. Because like it's not that they got any harder. Like it upgraded like my weapons and everything. So like as soon as Steven jumped in, like I was in the process of shooting something. And I was doing headshots, like, they were going from, like, I was pretty happy with, like, the 250 damage that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Steven jumps in the game, and I hit somebody for, like, 65K. And I was like, now hold on a second. What just happened?
Because that pulled you up to level 29.
And then, like, hilariously, after we finished that match, I gained 5 levels. I think it was a bug.
I know you get added XP if you're playing with friends, And you may have just been, were you, was he helping you through your stuff, or were you replaying like missions he had done?
I was almost done with a mission that I was working on when he jumped in with me.
Oh, okay.
Jumped everybody up to my level, or up to his level rather, and including me and my guns.
One level down. So if he was max, if he was at 30, you were at 29.
Either way.
That's how
it bumped me up, like way up. And then, yeah, we finished the mission and I get 5 levels worth of XP.
Yeah, I feel like that was probably a bug.
I'm thinking so too.
Unless they, like, because, yeah, I don't imagine, because you probably earned the amount of XP he earned, but since he was at such a high level, like, it didn't move his bar, but.
Yeah, especially because the funny thing about it was I was killing the boss when he jumped in. Like, it was the end of the mission.
Yeah, you were at the very end.
Oh, so you got all the XP.
Yeah. Like, it just,
That had to have been what happened, but yeah, I do think that was a bug, because I don't think that's how that normally
works. I'm confident that it was a bug, because it didn't happen after that.
Because if it happened, if you could do that repeatedly, I feel like the community would have exploited that by now.
Yeah.
I'd be at level cap pretty quick.
Because when I played with Shannon and Bob jumped on, and I don't remember who else he said jumped on with us, but we had a full squad of four.
Oh, it was his insurance salesman.
Oh, yeah. It was the full squad of 4, but we were all within like one level of each other. Like Shannon was one level above me. I think Bob was one level ahead of him, and then the other guy was either Bob's level or Shannon's level.
Hmm.
So it wasn't like that huge. It wasn't like that noticeable of a difference. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fun. I like especially once my dumbass figured out how to matchmaking works, because I ran those first handful of missions solo, and I was just getting my face stomped. Like, it was rough there for a minute, and I was like, how do you get people to play? Oh, the main mission's how you can matchmake. Oh, this is very handy.
No, that's much easier.
This is so much better.
Because I only really ran into trouble once when I got cocky, and then some melee guys ran up behind me and took me out, because they take you out so fast.
There's a group of enemies that I guess you discover later in the game, because it was a while before I found them, but one of them is one of the armored melee guys. But instead of a just giant sledgehammer like I was used to, he had a chainsaw. And then, so I'm focusing fire on him, and then all of a sudden a buddy of his comes around the back of him, and he's a suicide bomber. And I was just like, okay, well, I think I'm done for the evening.
You sure this is
because I was on my way.
No, it was the division.
Yeah, I was on my way just like to something. Like, oh, there's a collectible thing over here. I'll just go there. I'm just walking through the streets of D.C. Maybe I'll see a group of, like, 4 enemies that I'll just mow through, because that's typically what happens. Oh, you're a big fella. Oh, why do you have that? Oh, no. Stop coming close to me.
Please.
Thank you
away.
For stepping on my turret and just eliminating it. That's neat. Who are you? Why are you moving so quickly? Oh, bye.
And dead. Yeah, no, I need to play it more. Andrew gave me a copy because he bought the collector's edition, and he then got a free copy with his new PC. So he was like, "Do you want it? Will you play with us?" Yeah, I suppose. But like him and Ben and Chris and Steven all hit max level in the first week.
Yeah,
and I did not have near that time to play like in that first week. So I was like, well. I mean, I'll keep playing a little bit, but now I'm all alone.
Should just give up and just get it on Xbox.
See, that's why I don't get game. Unless I get a multiplayer, especially a shooter, the week it comes out, I have no one to play with. Everybody max levels and gets bored and goes and finds something else.
Well, in fairness, like Anthem, we could have kept playing with you because there's a lot of purpose to keep playing when they finally fix the loot system.
And honestly, like I would go back because that game is fun. Like as broken as it is. Loot wise allegedly, because I haven't reached that point of the game yet to where the loot is truly like it's unfun, it's still just like I think Anthem is more fun to play than The Division, but The Division is so good, like it's just so well made that I kind of like if you combined the traversal elements and the abilities of Anthem with the loot and the
level of things to do,
yeah, because Anthem, it's the open world sucks. You just fly around, maybe pick up some materials, and hope you run into a public event.
Yep.
Division, the open world is incredible. you're not going more than two blocks before you're running into some sort of pop-up event, just a random group of enemies patrolling. There's control points. There's all these media broadcasts. There's so much to do.
It feels dense.
It's so dense. And it's just like that's how you get to the levels. So you have to you have to traverse through the world. And there's always just backpacks and stuff you can pick up to get to the actual level. Whereas Anthem, you can't do that. The open world gives you no options to even do a level. You have to just select the level and then you load in.
Yeah, well, because you do fly through the open world map.
I mean,
but
yeah.
It's not you fly through places that you can access going through the open world.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try to go off course and do anything else, whoever you're with, if they go on target, it pulls
There's
you
no
with
exploring.
Them.
And I mean, what I didn't say correctly is, if I'm just in free roam, I can't just decide, oh, I'll go over here to the next level.
Right.
You can't start the level, and then you're just put into the open world that, yeah, you were then tethered to the rest of your team. Unless everyone's exploring, you just get bungeed to...
Yeah, rubber band back.
Yeah.
And I mean, I it kind of makes sense in terms of matchmaking, especially.
Because you can't just be going up against a huge boss and have, two rando teammates just F off in because they want to... explore.
Right.
You need to be able to focus your group. It's just it's a weird design choice. Cuz I'm totally open to just returning to Anthem because I did really enjoy that game. It's just it needs to get fixed, and Division really doesn't need to get fixed. At least from what I'm noticing. The subreddit is apparently not happy with everything that ever happens.
Reddit's never happy.
Have you ever met a happy subreddit of a video game?
The first few weeks of the Mortal Kombat subreddit were real positive and real hopeful.
Never stays though.
No,
the
it really.
Calm before
it,
the
basically,
storm.
the hype for the game has to die, for all the angry, a very vocal minority to leave, and then the sub gets super happy.
The Call of Duty subreddit I finally had to unsubscribe from because everyone's pissed about everything.
They always stay toxic though.
Anthem subreddit has done nothing but get terrible.
That one's super toxic.
The Mortal Kombat subreddit hasn't hit in that level. Even the other day, there was an appreciation post for their combat casts that they do. Which, boy, the Twitch chat, as annoying as the subreddit can be, the Twitch chat is the most entitled, hateful, annoying collective of people on the internet. It's awful. They are showing a brand new character. They're running through the gameplay of the Collector, who is a brand new character we've never seen before. And the chat is just gay, boring. Where's Melina? Melina's in MKX. You can go to MKX. Go play that game.
Hey, so you realize all these people are 10, right?
If they can access the internet, they know better.
They should.
Really should.
And honestly, that's, so it's like not I was limited just to Mortal Kombat either.
I turn off the chat, I do go full screen, and I just watch it, and I love it because the three guys that they have doing those combat casts are awesome, and I want to be their friend.
Don't let them steal your joy.
I don't want to come across them because they end every combat cast with a belt battle. They have a championship belt made that one of the community manager, Tyler, and one of the designers, Derek, they play against each other. And Tyler's always kind of the underdog because he drops combos a lot and just isn't great. This last one, he was playing as Jax, and he just bodied Derek. I was like, oh, here we go. Also, Jax's arms heat up like Wolverine claws now. The more hits he hits, they glow orange.
That's kind of cool.
It's Mortal Kombat.
It's true. We don't need logic.
It's a magical game.
I don't play Mortal Kombat for logic.
Full of blood and guts? No, you do not.
Yeah.
You play for the overly gory, vicious, angry stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's so
cool. I watch a lot of Super Smash Brothers stuff in Twitch, and I watch a lot of Overwatch League. And it's the same kind of stuff. A lot of the Smash Brothers stuff that I watch is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Overwatch League, though.
Woof.
Just.
I guess the Smash subreddit isn't bad.
No, the Smash Reddit, the Smash Brothers subreddit is usually really, really good.
Because it's mostly, at least the stuff that I bother to click on, because there will be a lot of talk about, really in-depth technical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff that I watch is when it's video clips of, high-level play.
Yeah,
and just watching it, oh hey, look at this new Charizard tech, and it's
I saw that. Yeah,
that looks fun. I'll never be able to do it.
Yeah, because it's the throw on the platform and then the side B.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that looked, that actually looked super cool. And like, if that actually is a legit thing, like maybe Pokemon Train will see some more prominence. I shouldn't talk more about Smash Brothers. I'll stop.
Oh, yeah, I cut myself off of Mortal Kombat. Aww. Which, if we wanted to, Shannon and I said that we were going to do a Mortal Kombat show around the release. And I do kind of want to, it comes out on a Tuesday, which is annoying. Like, I really wish it would come out on a Monday, because then I could just like come in here and stream it for a lot. That'd be cool.
But yeah,
the 23rd needs to get here. 23rd needs to get here.
Soon, man. Soon.
I want it
so
bad.
We got a lot of things. We got a lot of things leading up to there.
So many things.
So many things.
It's 2 weeks. It's the same week. It's the same weekend as Endgame.
As like so Endgame.
And also, the NFL draft.
It's yeah. So yeah.
Also, Game of Thrones coming out here soon.
This Sunday.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
Game of Thrones is this Sunday. I don't even watch the show, and I know
have
that.
To prepare. You're bye.
Who drove you?
There's no time.
There's no time. Aren't
you going to be working all day anyway?
Yeah.
You should just request off at least for the premiere.
He's getting a tickle.
I can't. Like, I'm the only person who can work that day.
Put it on the TVs and just be like, listen, everyone be cool.
Honestly, my thought process was like, hey, we could have a Game of Thrones watch party. If during the Game of Thrones watch party, the rule is you can't talk to the bartender or order anything. And you can sit down and shut up.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only way that's going
to
work out.
Yeah, so my goal is if I can just make it like from bar close back to the house, I can stream it at like 11 o'clock at night. So
yeah,
I will not be talking to you people or the internet from the time the show starts I finish watching it at like 1 a.m.
Doesn't the way HBO set up now, you can just like pretty much if you're not, even if you don't watch it live, you can just, it's on demand.
Yeah, as no, soon as it the way goes HBO live, goes, yeah. Like as soon
HBO
as it starts.
Because there's,
yeah.
There's HBO yeah. Now and HBO.
They're the same thing. Okay. HBO Now is just what you get with, like that's what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
HBO Go you get if you have HBO.
Oh, okay.
That's the only difference between the two. And yeah, with Game of Thrones, like, and I love that they do this, the second that it airs, like it starts, it's available to stream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I love that so much.
Couldn't people like be, you know, cruddy people and decide to like, oh, it's start to stream, I'm going to jump to the like
they
end of the episode?
Could.
Okay.
I haven't tested this. I don't know. Maybe fast forward, maybe locked.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay, you've
like,
tested this.
I mean, I've seen like that the controls are there. So I mean, yeah, you absolutely could. The only reason to do that is to tweet out spoilers.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. Like,
but you're not going on the internet or looking
if
at
if you're
your
watching
phone,
Game of Thrones.
Because you're watching
yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, because there's no commercials. So anybody that's watching Game of Thrones, I mean, granted, there are quite a few people on Twitter while they're watching Game of Thrones.
Live tweeting and stuff like that.
And especially like Andrew. I remember in the episode where Ed Sheeran in the last season, he had a cameo appearance. And Andrew was like, I'm pretty sure that's Ed Sheeran. He didn't want to ask the room because Game of Thrones was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So he jumped on his phone. But yeah, no, there's not many reasons to be on Twitter like during that. And honestly, if you jump on Twitter in the middle of Game of Thrones and you get it spoiled for you, like that's one of those like you have to know what you've signed up for.
Yeah.
I also like, find there's not really a reason to be on Twitter.
I mean, like, I won't say that. Like, I understand a lot.
I'm not on Twitter. That's the only reason I say that.
I want to be on Twitter more because having a social media presence probably isn't a bad idea for a podcast host.
Yeah.
Probably not. It's a podcast conductor.
No, he hosts on Sundays.
Yeah, I'm both. and I co-host other times. But anyway, moving backwards. Yeah, like, if you jump onto Twitter in the middle of Game of Thrones, yeah, you know what you've signed up for. Like, if it gets spoiled for you, like, well, I have made a mistake.
That's not the world's fault. That's you being dumb.
That is you taking your fate into your own hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to avoid any sort of big reveal. It's the same thing with like Endgame. Like, I'm probably gonna go social media dark for probably about the week before, which is gonna be hard because I'm gonna want to talk about Mortal Kombat. Because that week is Mortal Kombat on Tuesday. Endgame is Thursday, and then Cape Comic Con and CCW Super Show is that weekend.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah, that's a...
So you're going to be pole.
Last weekend of April is going to be lit AF, fam.
You know, this April in general... big month. Big month.
Mm-hmm.
I see your ticket.
Which ticket?
For the hot train.
Oh, my God.
He walked right into it.
You really did, buddy.
He walked right into it. Oh.
this is one of those few times where I wish we had video so you guys could see Asa at this moment.
This is the opposite of how it felt when Kofi won.
Good. It's gonna be. I love this show. This new show.
My self-loathing just leveled up.
When he levels up, his hair does something crazy. He went super self-loathing.
It did get washed this morning. It's a little oily.
He went full fry on it. No thanks. I create my own.
I thought you meant like, I was like, I don't have tickets to CCW. I work for them. I don't make me buy a ticket anymore. But you got some cool. I got some cool news about the Super Show that I'm excited to be able to talk about. I can't right now, but. Okay.
Remind me to talk to you about D&D this last Sunday, because I meant to talk to you about it Friday.
Real quick, because I've apologized to Jesse, Steven, and Ben, and Amanda. I want to apologize for not being there Friday. I was under the impression that Andrew had a backup game planned. Steven wasn't going to be there, so it would be okay if I missed.
No worries.
And then I get the message from Amanda. Well, Asa just killed me. I was like, what'd I do? Sorry, Andrew just killed me. I'm talking to you. I'm sorry. I'm flustered because of all the dying. And then like 20 minutes later, and Steven has joined me. And I was like, oh no. In fairness, I probably wasn't going to make it out of there anyway.
I went down.
Yeah, no, because it ended with, there was a party wipe, minus Jesse.
Minus Jesse, yeah. He's the only survivor. Mm-hmm. We'll explain it all later.
Yeah, no.
Not
yeah.
good for the show.
No, because a lot of people won't understand a lot of the backstory stuff.
We have an ongoing D&D game that I had to miss, and things went south.
They went as bad as they've ever gone.
Mm-hmm. First character death. And it was all of them. It was except everybody. For Jesse.
Technically Asa.
Yeah, technically I wasn't there. Which honestly, like, if Andrew killed me, like, I would be fine with that.
Because, more on this later. Yeah. Suffice it to say for now, not everybody's actually dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, they did. Mostly. Anyway.
Okay, so, Trevor, what brings you joy?
Oh.
It's not going to be the tagline. We about to move off of the PG show real quick.
We're PG-13 on this one, I think. I'm fine with PG-13.
I'm searching for the hard R. That means I get one.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
We're not going that PG-13.
Oh.
You don't get the one.
You don't get two Fs and a boob?
Nope.
Okay.
Start putting my shirt down then. Cowards.
Pick the wrong day to wear a crop top. Now, I'd say was it right now for me, because I'm always really late into video game trends, is I'm playing Red Dead Redemption 2, which is just so marvelous. I thought I bought it because it was like $20 off for like a few days, which was, you know, $40 for a brand new Rockstar game is
kind of unheard of.
Kind of unheard of, considering GTA 5 is probably going for $40 now.
The PS4 and Xbox One versions are still $40, I'm pretty sure.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. I just guessed that. Awesome.
The Rockstar and Nintendo are just that Venn diagram of we don't put games on sale. We don't lower prices.
Yeah, we've been on sale before, and it's been mm-hmm. cheaper than $40 before.
Yeah.
But every time they release a new feature, just whoop, back up.
Right back.
And they're one of those where they raise the price and then say like, oh, look, it's 20% off, but...
Because, yeah, they raise the price, but they still put it at, like, the $60 MSRP. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, guys, it's a 20% off. Just grab it.
Yeah, it's totally on sale. It's totally we call that the JCPenney model.
It was selling for $30 last week. It's on sale still.
Still on sale?
It was 50% last week. I mean, it's still a good deal this week, just not as good. So anyway, so Red Dead, you liking it?
Oh, I'm loving Red Dead. I thought I was going to dislike it because I micromanage stuff you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the secret. You can do it, and you can also choose not to. There's like I've never been like felt the need to be encumbered by any of the micromanaging stuff yet. But I'm only on like just started chapter 3 of apparent 6. And thanks to YouTube, I've also had the major ending spoiled for me. I hate you, YouTube.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Like, because like the two big plot points were spoiled for me in thumbnails.
See, I only know one. Don't spoil that.
Oh no, I'm not. No, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna spoil anything. It's just like it was. You know, oh, here's thing. And I'm like, cool. I looked up like two videos to try to find a collectible.
Yeah.
And now the YouTube algorithm is so broken that it's decided to like, hey, here's Endgame prologue spoilers. Like, get out of here.
I legit searched things to know before you start playing Red Dead 2.
Which is very helpful with that game.
Very helpful. Because
the game does not do a good job of explaining its mechanics to you.
I am still trying to figure out Deadeye mode.
And there's so many mechanics.
And Deadeye mode changes halfway through. Like, at first point, you just drag the reticle across guys in Deadeye, and it just paints them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it changed all of a sudden the other day, where I have to press, like, bumper to paint them.
Yeah, you actually have to tag them.
Yeah. I don't like that. It's probably better, but it just happened, and I'm not comfortable with it yet.
Because it levels up, and it changes the way that it works.
Okay.
So, like, the more you use it, the more it'll... Like, the more it levels up and the more it changes, because eventually it'll get to, like, the next stage where other things happen, which I don't know how much you don't want spoiled, so I won't go into it, but it doesn't change it as drastically as that.
I mean, you don't have to... I'm not worried about you spoiling a mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Basically, the brain will start glowing red, and the heart organs.
It shows, like, vulnerable spots.
It's more helpful in hunting.
Yeah, I can see that being really helpful in hunting.
When you're just against people.
We know where the leaky areas are.
Yeah, I know where to put the bullets at a high velocity.
There's not many wrong places, honestly.
That is one of my tips, though, is you need to take the time to set up your camp and craft the high velocity bullets. Which makes a difference.
Okay, good to know. I knew to upgrade my camp as soon as possible, and I did that.
And there's one, because like, there are certain bullets you can craft that require like... materials. This is literally, you just have to take the time to like draw, like carve an X.
Oh, this is the X ones. I thought those were like high explosive round kind of stuff, not velocity, but
I don't remember what they're
either
called.
Way, they do a lot of damage.
They do, they either up the damage or the bullet speed, which essentially just does more damage.
Yeah. Good to know.
That was one of the tips that I read, because I also watched like a handful of those, like
there's so things much you, to
things
this you game. Should
things I wish I knew before I started playing.
Yeah. It's so dense. It's it's insane. Like I'm,
and it's unfortunate because like the single player is so content dense, and there is so much to do that it makes me so sad at how bare bones boring the multiplayer is.
Yeah, I didn't buy it to play the multiplayer at all.
It's a trash fire.
It's what I would have bought it for.
So was GTA 5 when it started.
In a different way. Okay. GTA, it was mechanically a trash fire.
It was broken.
You couldn't load in. You couldn't matchmake. You couldn't like. It just didn't work. From what I can tell, Red Dead Online works. There's just nothing to do other than grief and be griefed. Missions that you can play through, but there's not enough. And then they just keep like nerfing how you actually earn money.
Yeah, it works, but it's not worth playing versus GTA.
And the economy's still bricked. Like, they may have done updates since then, but someone posted a picture of, like, I can buy an apple for 45 cents. Hey, I looted a gold wedding band off of a guy. How much can I sell this for? 45 cents. No. That's not how that should work.
Maybe there's just a major surplus of wedding rings on the Wild West.
In the Wild West black market.
Yeah, it's an economy thing. Don't blame the game. That's the economy.
In fairness, have you ever tried selling any kind of like a wedding ring or wedding band or anything along those lines?
Oh, I have.
Not in the year 1880 or whatever. Yeah.
Prices haven't changed that much.
There's like three black market vendors like out in and outside Saint-Denis. Like, you know, it's easy.
No,
if I try to walk into like a pawn shop and be like, hey, I have this bag of wedding rings that's kind of damp. Don't ask questions. Money, please.
No, I mean, I mostly just mean like the aftermarket on wedding bands. It's ridiculous.
Oh, also no.
I think I sold an engagement ring for like, I think I got like $60 off it.
You could buy Red Dead with that.
I know. It was many years ago. I don't have that $60 anymore.
Well, I remember it was another friend of me and Trevor's. Her engagement was broken off, and in not a great way. Like, turns out he was cheating on her.
Most engagements don't break off in a good way.
Honestly, how do you spend that much money on a ring for someone and then bang someone else?
He was a Marine.
Real easy.
Overseas. Yeah, like, I don't know. Apparently, there's a lot of temptation.
There's a lot
was
of
his excuse. anyway, it was a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Regardless, he had spent, and talk about a lot of money, he took that, like, what is it, 3 months worth of pay thing.
Oh, that 3 months salary?
Which, yeah, 3 months salary.
Lie. Not an actual rule of thumb. That was a slogan.
Yeah.
Created by De Beers.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Adam Ruins Everything.
Yeah, no, it was a marketing ploy.
I now can
annoy
people up close and personal.
Actually,
oh my
I like
God.
Adam Ruins Everything a lot. But anyway, yeah, no. So he spent like a couple thousand dollars on this ring. She tried selling it, and it was worth more just like parting it out, like the metals and or the metal and gems. It
usually is.
And she was going to get $150 for it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And like I said, it was a few thousand dollars worth of wedding ring.
That's still not enough to clear up the chlamydia.
Still definitely more than 45 cents, just as a, but it probably only cost like, you know, $10.
It's true. And also apples cost more nowadays too.
I don't think apples are 45 cents a piece, honestly.
Huh, it's like a buck for an apple, man. That level of inflation.
Thanks, Obama.
But anyway, yeah, no. We can move off of Red Dead for a second.
Next stop on the train.
God,
it's never going to die.
Is that like your main?
That's my main thing that's bringing me joy. I mean, you guys probably don't want to talk about staying up till 2 a.m. watching documentaries about ancient civilizations and coming up with major conspiracy theories.
I've been reading Batman.
I've also been reading Batman.
I've been reading the Batman Who Laughs.
I finally went and cleared out my box at VG after missing two and a half now. Oh. So when we go up on Friday, I will have a much, much smaller box because I'll only have for this week.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, so I have the Batman Who Laughs. I'm getting caught up on Batman. I have so much more I want to get caught up
on. Batman Who Laughs is pretty good so far.
But then I also started my Marvel rewatch. So I watched Iron Man and then I rewatched Hulk last night. Because it was one of those things, like if you started like a week and a half ago, if you watched one a day, it would bring you up to Endgame. And I'm still trying to get them all watched before Endgame, minus Captain Marvel just because it was so recent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might be what I end up doing like Saturday and part of Sunday is just kind of movie marathoning.
Solid plan.
Still need to watch Ant-Man.
There's a few of them that I need to watch for my rewatch anyway. Mm-hmm. Turns out I don't own the first Thor. I thought I did. But
you're not missing much.
I mean, I've seen it before. I just shout, don't
out
own
to,
it.
Shout out to Justin the Juice Smart because he is...
he's lending
he's
you those movies.
Yeah, he's providing me my rewatch materials, and I greatly appreciate it.
But anyway, we'll probably go ahead and move on to the topic of the night, Borderlands.
Real quick, what brings you joy? Rapid fire.
I've been playing a lot of Smash Brothers still.
Mm-hmm.
I got my second place at a tournament this last weekend.
Woo-hoo.
Still have not placed first at a tournament and likely won't.
It's because you keep going attitude. With Pat.
I beat Pat last weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually, I don't know what happened last weekend. Like, I still don't understand. Everybody was telling me I was playing out of my mind, but I just, like... I don't.
The flow
you
state.
Blacked out. You don't remember. You don't remember holding the controller.
You just hit the flow state, man.
Nothing felt different, but I won. Mm-hmm. Like that was the part that was different, because I went like I got knocked into losers in the first round of the bracket, and I just went through losers eliminating people.
Well, yeah, like, they were losers.
Now they're double losers.
I just ran a train all the way to grand finals, like from again
Would
first
you say
round
a hype
losers.
Train?
I mean, people were getting hyped behind me. Cause, like,
you're the comeback kid.
Especially mm-hmm. since like the people that I knocked out. Like I knocked out, we talked about this on the pre-show 2 weeks ago. Again, $1 mm-hmm. for Nerd Up. Like our traveling Smash Bros. Party is a lot like a Dragon Ball Z party. In that Brady and Pat are kind of like our Goku and Vegeta.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, me and Ben Martin are like the Gohan and Piccolo of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Steven shows up occasionally. He's our TN. And,
I thought you were
going
to say Krillin.
No, our Krillin is Ben A. Like it's just another guy named Ben, but I call him Ben A. Anyway, yeah, he's definitely our Krillin, the worst member of the group, but a great guy. Just fun to be around.
We love him so much.
He's a good guy, but he's not good at the game. But anyway, yeah. So that was
a destructo disc.
It was just I guess I went full like Cell Saga Gohan, And but then Cell ended up killing me.
I was going to say Goku gave up because he was just bored. It's like, I could save the planet, but nah, let my 10-year-old handle it.
He died.
We missed a very... He could have come back, though.
Yeah, probably.
No, yeah, well, yeah, because he realized, like, oh, maybe this was a bad idea.
Oh, that's
I guess
he
should try.
He instant... Well, he...
Never instant mind. Transmission in one Cell left because his name was Cell. It's great. Guys, welcome to our new podcast, Dragon Pod Z.
No.
I've been pitching it.
No.
Trevor stays mostly quiet.
I don't know why you're so against it. You would finally get me to watch Dragon Ball.
I guess that's fair, but like I don't... anyway. I stretched that metaphor as far as it's going to go. But yeah, no, I ended up making it all the way to Grand Finals and got and lost to the guy that knocked me to losers in the first place. Mm. But yeah, no, it's just Smash Brothers has mostly been what I've been playing. A little bit of The Division 2. And I've been finally getting caught up on my back stock, so I am caught up now on at least Batman, X-23, and Spider-Man, which are my three main titles. Mm-hmm. And Daredevil is the next one I need to get caught up on. Anywho, so yeah, Borderlands. So we're going to start this playthrough of Borderlands 2 because they've now, this won't be as helpful for Trevor, but they have now released the Ultra HD version of the Handsome Collection. If you own...
You making fun of my TV?
No. And I'm not making fun of your Xbox either. But
but he just felt the need...
I feel like you are.
He just had a...
Feel like you are.
You didn't mention the Xbox, but he was just, you know, just bringing that up.
Just bringing that up.
You know, bringing it up that even if you had a 4K TV, you still wouldn't be able to enjoy this.
Because that was part of the Borderlands news of the, like, of PAX was... Yep. So Borderlands 3 was confirmed, which Woot... and then Handsome Collection, so 2 and pre-sequel, we're getting
Ultra HD.
They're making it to where it's like HDR compatible. So now they're Xbox One X enhanced. And then they redid the first Borderlands as a Game of the Year edition, including all of the DLC, as well as adding certain, like, there are things that you could do in 2 that you couldn't do in 1 that they added later. They went back and retroactively added those things.
Oh, that's
so. As well as, like, making it, like, super pretty.
Yep. So they've added, like, shift codes, because they did that. They upgraded it, like, remastered it completely in Ultra HD for the first one. They're updating it to add shift codes, different, like, skins and collectibles and stuff like that inside the game. And they've added a new fight at the end, is what I heard.
Just off topic, is the... The Handsome Collection, does that include all the DLC for 2?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. With Borderlands, is one of my favorite game franchises of all time. I beat Borderlands 1. I beat Borderlands 2 once, despite owning it now on 5 separate systems. Because I bought it on PS3, and then I bought it on 360. Or I bought it on 360, then I bought it on PS3. Then I bought it on... I bought Handsome Collection on the PS4. Before that, I bought Borderlands 2 on the Vita. And now I have it on Xbox One because it's on sale for $15. But I've only beaten it once. And on every subsequent playthrough, I always end up on the same spot getting frustrated, so I quit. And it's when you're storming, like, Jack's base and it's all of the mech enemies that just end. I always get caught there because I never have anyone to play with, so I'm playing solo.
Yeah, that's not a game that can be played solo.
It can be. Because when I beat it the first time, I played it solo.
It's way more fun, like, especially since it's couch co-op.
Yeah.
And it's way more fun to do it couch co-op.
I forgot it was couch co-op.
But so I never got to play any of the DLC for 2. So I've heard nothing but such amazing things about the Tiny Tina DLC and the one Dalton was talking about on Sunday.
Bunkers and Badasses, and then the Torgs deal. Which the Torg is the only one for Borderlands 2 that I played for some reason. Despite, again, like Asa, I also own it on 5 platforms. Though the Vita is the one that I never bought it on because I heard the Vita version was not good.
I may or may not have bought a Vita because it had a Borderlands 2 bundle.
Oh, and you had
to be fair. To be fair.
To be fair.
I also had a boatload of Vita games ready to go because they were the PS Plus games, and I just went ahead and claimed them, even though I didn't own the system, on the off chance.
Right.
That's what it's the same thing.
You got the game and had a library.
I had a library of stuff to go through.
Yep.
So, like...
And I mean, the Vita was a cool system.
I loved my Vita when I remembered I had it.
I don't think I've ever even... I don't think I've ever really played anything on the Vita.
It was ahead of its time.
That's what I hear. I hear it was an amazing little system.
It had like two mini gimmicks. for it to really, really excel. But
They Nintendo'd it, huh?
You just needed to not use the gimmicks, and it would have been fine. Like, it was honestly...
And you didn't have to... And, like, the majority of the games didn't have it. Yeah. It's just, I think, like...
It's almost no games use the rear touch screen.
Yeah. Because that was one of the things.
Yeah, it had a rear touch screen.
So the front touch screen was front, but as your hands were, like, curled around it, you could, like, do stuff on the back.
Interestingly, the one thing I used that did use that touch screen, you could do remote play with your Vita, which is really cool. Like, you could actually play your PS4 games on your Vita.
I think I've seen, I remember seeing videos of people sitting like out on their on their back deck playing,
PS4.
Playing it. Yeah.
I was playing Destiny, on my Vita at work with my PlayStation at home.
Oh, that's next level.
It was super neat. Granted, like the connection dropped like every once in a while, so it wasn't perfect, but it was still cool to be sitting at work, grinding out that loot cave. on my Vita.
Oh, loot cave. Oh, my heart.
Rest in peace.
You just reminded me of an old friend.
The loot cave was so great. But anyway, yeah, it was really cool. It was a really cool system. But anyway, the point is on the remote play, the touch screen were the triggers. Because it only had, you know, the R and the L button up top.
Nope.
So yeah, you did the touch screen for the triggers. Worked reasonably well. It took a second to get used to, but basically you touch anywhere on the left side of the back and it was, you know,
don't like it.
The left trigger, anywhere on the right side and it was the right trigger. Though I think I did remap it where those ended up being like the R1 and L1, and then the actual buttons were the triggers because that ended up being a little easier. Regardless, it was a cool little system, but I also own it on all of those platforms. I own Borderlands 1 and Borderlands 2 on every platform that it was released on, except for the Vita.
I only bought Borderlands 1 once, but that was just because I didn't switch consoles until Borderlands 2 came out.
Trevor and I played through Borderlands 1 on PS3 because I wanted it on 360, but we were sold out because that game like came out and sold out super fast. So I bought it on PS3, and that was one of the games that me and Trevor Couch co-opted back in the day.
Which means I never bought one. I've only ever bought two, and I never finished two.
Which is a problem that we need to remedy.
Yep.
And we can.
We can and will. Trevor and I were talking about that at dinner before here.
Nice.
So yeah, we're going to make that happen.
Now knowing it's Couch Co-op, I feel like I could just come over to your house and not have to buy the game.
I mean, you could.
But you could just play from the comfort of your own home.
With your comfy chair.
It's true. I don't know. We moved the comfy chair farther away from the TV. Now it's the uncomfy chair.
I mean, you can move the chair closer to the TV.
It's work.
Your chair is not that heavy.
Asa buys games exclusively so he doesn't have to get up and change the disc, and you're giving me crap about moving a chair.
I give Asa crap about that, too.
I don't do that. Okay, that's the main reason I'm going to start, but no, I still suffer through the physical because I get that 20% off from Best Buy still.
Oh, yeah.
That's solid.
After July, yes, I will start buying digital. And not necessarily strictly for that reason, but...
Mostly for travel, honestly.
Yeah, because I'm sick of having to pack my CD wallet case. CD wallet of games that...
Yeah, no, that's annoying. Which, like, thank God Shannon was like, you guys remember these relics holding up a CD wallet? Like, I'm using this to bring my games to the store. And I was like, mother of God.
Oh.
His genius. Because, yeah, I was bringing, like, 3 and 4 cases to the store with me anytime we were hanging out here, just on the off chance we want to play a different game. Now I just have all of my games in a CD wallet and bring them with me. Gonna suck if I ever lose it.
Yep. Be real unfortunate.
That's gonna be a hit.
So anyway, Borderlands 3, though. I'm super, super, super excited about this game.
It looks super fun.
I want to play it. There's a gun that has legs. I need to know more about the gun that has legs.
Well, apparently, I watched a little video on like what we know about the gun so far. Apparently, that's how reload works. Like, you're almost out of ammo, and you just throw your gun, and a new one materializes.
Well, that was in Borderlands 2.
Was it?
Yeah, you could, there was a certain manual.
Did the gun chase somebody, though?
No. That might be a new feature. Because I think it was, Asa, was it Torg? Like, those guns? There is a specific gun in Borderlands 2 that when you went to reload it, you would chuck the gun out, and it would explode, and a new one would just appear.
I think that was a perk. Like, I don't know if that was necessarily a specific one of the brands.
Because I know it was specific to a brand.
I know it's a brand in this game. There's like, I think like 6 or 7 different brands of firearms in this one.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
No, yeah, because there's always been at least like 4, I think. There were 4 major ones. Yeah, but I don't remember, I don't remember which, the Hyperion was the, like, super mega corporation, mm-hmm. and that's really the only one that I remember by name, because it's been so long since I've played.
Didn't Atlas make,
Atlas was one.
Atlas was one of them.
But yeah,
Torg was definitely one of them.
Okay.
Billions of guns, and we're trying to remember them all.
Right?
Yeah, no, because, I mean, and that's the beauty of Borderlands is that it, you know, it's not hyperbole when it says billions of guns. Sure, it's kind of like a loophole because it is, you know, there's, you know, they're randomly generated stats, so.
TDOR. Yeah. All TDOR guns did it.
Okay.
That was the one.
Why am I putting that up there? What is wet up there?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. You're over there. That's your side of the room. Our side of the room is dry.
I'm back here.
We living right.
Anyway, all of the TDOR guns in Borderlands 2, you could fire one round out of it
and just reload.
Yeah, you would chuck the gun out, it would explode, and then like a new one would appear.
It would just respawn with a full mag.
So that would be kind of cool if because in the clip we saw this one shooting. As it was running.
Yeah. It's like, dude,
YouTuber could have lied to me.
It's possible.
It's happened.
Or he could, he could have theorized.
It's true. That he maybe was doing a lot of theorizing.
This could be the new TDOR perk.
Yeah.
Because that was super cool in Borderlands 2. The first time it happened to me, I was like, why did I just throw it? Blew. Oh, I have another one. What is happening?
What is this magic?
Because it is the game is insanity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over the top, mm-hmm. And that's what's beautiful about it. It makes no quorums of removing itself from reality, logic, and physics completely, and in the grandest scale.
That's so much fun.
It also has some of the best humor of any video game, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, no yeah. If you like that good dark humor,
Or just. You know, little signs that you walk around. Beware, invisible assholes. You know, just, I love it.
Yeah, I know, it's all over the place.
One of the first missions in 2 is you have to help the space British guy find his prosthetic leg that was stolen by a bully mong. Hammerlock, yeah.
Yeah. It was stolen by a bully mong. And then if you go through an entire quest line, you can rename them.
Mm-hmm.
And they will change, like, my favorite thing about that, it's a side quest. If you go through this entire side quest, you can rename them something completely ridiculous, like, I don't remember, like, Booger Spit or something like that. Like, it's something completely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on in the game, anytime you experience them, instead of saying Bully Mong, like, at the top, it'll say, like, Booger Spit or whatever it was. And it's hilarious. Like, it's just, game is beautiful.
And I will say, like, just to kind of, to pump the brakes a little, is there are a number of things.
There are no brakes on this train.
There are, though. There are because no brakes. I don't want to be hurt. Because what made Borderlands 2 so special was the writing. And we're not getting the same writers. It was written by Anthony Birch, who left Gearbox some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit of a bummer. Because that was one of the best things about Borderlands 2 is Borderlands 1... had a story, but it sucked.
Borderlands 1 was more about the looter shooter and the side quests, really.
Kind of, yeah. Whereas Borderlands 2, the story, the side quests, the characters, it was all hilarious. From start to finish, there were just amazing moments. So it's a different writer, which is a little bit of a bummer, whatever. And also, apparently, the original voice for Claptrap is not going to be...
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Because apparently...
I'm really okay with that.
Apparently, he and Randy Pitchford had a falling out. Yeah. So I'm not, because I love crap. Like, there are two camps.
I feel like there's enough recorded audio, we could probably just make up.
Well, because the real problem is Claptrap is still going to be in the game.
Yeah,
he ain't going nowhere.
He's in the trailer.
Yeah, it's there's apparently two camps of people who hate Claptrap, and people who love Claptrap, and I am very staunchly flying the love Claptrap flag.
He grew on me. I hated
like
him when I...
fungus.
Like a fungus.
The birthday party side quest.
Oh, my God. You get all the pizzas.
You get all the pizzas, the sodas, the drinks. You can leave them hanging on the high five.
Oh.
And no one...
That's so sad.
Cause... If I sound upbeat, it's because this is how I'm programmed to sound. I'm actually quite depressed.
No, there was actually so we had a drinking game real quick. It was we turned Jenga into a drinking game, and one of the tiles, if you pull it, you have to talk like Claptrap until it's your turn again.
Oh God,
that was horrible.
Anytime you don't talk like Claptrap, mm-hmm. you have to drink.
Right.
Oh, that was so much fun.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there was one guy that he couldn't stop. Like, every time I said anything, like, he would just start dying of laughter to a point where he was getting angry at me that I kept talking like Claptrap. Because he was like, can't wait for it to be your turn. Can't wait for it to be your turn. Because then I started talking, like, whenever he took a drink or whenever he was trying to pull a tile. So if you're wondering, it's not just because of the voice.
Because you are a jerk.
Yeah, I wanted to win the game because the prize for losing the game was horrible.
I don't remember this game.
Well, if you were the one that knocked over the tower, you had to take a shot mixed by someone at the table of the various liquors that had been left in my apartment on top of the fridge.
Oh, that's not bad. That's like a bar mat shot.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Because the problem is sometimes there was some gross stuff up there.
Oh, yeah, like half the stuff that was left at your house was like Burnett's toasted marshmallow vodka. And weird shit like that.
That was in my apartment recently.
Remember?
Oh, dear. Like, no. You saw it.
Oh, I didn't know which one.
I don't remember which one it was either, because I think...
They're all terrible.
The problem is, like, Mandy and Krista in particular, so shout out to Lil Fitty and then former Podzilla member Krista Francis, they would bring in these, like... Burnett's, like, so much of that. Burnett's, Parrot Bay, and Mike's Hard.
Anything that didn't taste like liquor.
Pretty much. Like, they would bring that stuff in.
Yeah, because you know why? Liquor is gross.
Sometimes.
Hold on.
No, we don't have time. We don't have time for this.
Don't throw mama from the train.
So, yeah, we
were enjoying these train jokes.
So it wasn't like we had, you know, because I had, like, good whiskey, good scotch, and stuff like that up there. But that's not what got used in the shots. What got used in the shots was...
all the stuff that you just wanted to get rid of the bottle.
Mistakes. Mistakes where it was up there. Because it would be Krista and Manny would buy this stuff and bring it over and then leave it there. Because, like, oh, this is not very good. I could have told you it wouldn't be.
Does it have Burnett's on the bottle? Well, there's your first sign.
See, I had a buddy who played a meaner game, which is every time you brought liquor over to his house, he had a growler in the fridge, and you had to put a shot of your liquor into the growler. And then we'd wait for it to fill up. And then when it filled up, you know, that's going to be – that. I'm going to finish that story at the pre-show next week.
There you go.
Because you know what a fun game is? Borderlands.
Borderlands.
That's a way fun game.
Way more fun game than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a wonderful game. And I'm so excited for Borderlands 3.
The antagonists look cool.
The Calypso twins. Mm-hmm. They look super cool. They look awesome. The four super character evil. Classes also look super neat.
So the one we missed on Sunday was the operative, Zane.
We said Zane.
Yeah,
we just didn't know what he was.
We missed the class because we could only remember the Siren, the Beastmaster, and the Soldier. The operative can throw out decoys of himself.
So who are we calling dibs on right now?
I'm looking at either Flak or Moe's. So the four player classes are, there's Amara is the new Siren, appears to pack some very powerful melee abilities because she's the one that has the six arms coming out of her back with the Siren.
Yeah,
she goes
full Vishnu.
Yeah.
So I saw that, yeah.
And she can phase lock. Zane is the operative who can throw out decoys. Flak is the Beastmaster. It's the robot with the, like, covering.
Mm-hmm. He's the big fella.
Including the choice of three different pets, including a skag, which is neat because I just want a little pet skag.
I like the skags.
And the rumor is that apparently each of those pets is going to have, like, their own style.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so that could be cool. And then Moe's is the soldier. That's the one that can call down the giant mech that they can pilot, and then, like, someone else can jump on and man a turret that's on the mech.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, because we got all four of the characters, but we didn't know at that point exactly what they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess we had gotten them wrong, like, in my recollection of the trailer.
Yeah, we just forgot. Like, yeah. We didn't.
Because, yeah, I don't know which one I want to do yet. It is really, really cool that the Siren is going to be a melee class this time around, mm-hmm. because typically they're your glass cannon sorcerer kind of class. The soldier does sound awesome. Like, I was soldier in Borderlands 1 and Borderlands 2.
Same.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought you were Brick in 1.
In Borderlands 1, the first playthrough, I was Brick.
There you go.
The second and third playthroughs, I was the soldier, though.
Mm.
Roland is so awesome.
Roland is awesome.
I forget who I was in the second playthrough. I know, or in Borderlands 2. I know 1, I was Mordecai.
Loved Mordecai. Yeah, you were because we were Mordecai and Brick.
I love Mordecai.
Which, yeah, going back to the comment about the pre-show, like how Trevor and I played co-op games, Brick was also super fun. I loved playing Brick.
Was he the melee one or was he the explosives one?
He was the melee one.
Okay.
But there was a point like his fists became explosions.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because his super, he was this unkillable monster. And I was so sad when they added the Psycho to Borderlands 2 that he would go in like that rage, but he was so squishy inside of it.
Oh, I really?
Died so often inside of, I'm trying to remember his name, but either way, the psycho that Craig, Crane, Craig, Craig, something.
Krog.
I think it was Craig.
That sounds right.
Or Craig or Craig?
Krieg.
Krieg.
It was Krieg.
Yep.
K-R-E-I-G. Krieg. Okay. Anyway, I know things. yeah, when they added him, like, he has that same kind of melee mode. Where he just goes nuts, but he's so much squishier than Brick was because Brick was like literally unkillable.
Oh yeah,
while he was super, and I would actually do that frequently to clear out the mess whenever Trevor and I would get into trouble.
Oh, I remember the first time you figured that out, and it was like Christmas. Like you, the deep belly laugh of pure unadulterated joy that came from you for a good 5 minutes.
Especially when I added the explosion modifier to the punches.
The explosion modifier was the game changer.
That was when Trevor really could sit back and snipe, but he wouldn't shoot anything. He would just be watching me through the scope.
Most of the time. Watch through the scope, send in the Blood Raven.
It's like, oh, that... He's just, everything's just blowing up.
Just shoulders and fists and explosions. It was insane.
Apparently, Flack can control. There's a skag as a possibility, as well as a spider ant.
Ooh,
I hate spider ants.
I do too.
So annoying.
Mm.
You got to get around and shoot them in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like that, we may be getting our own customizable vehicles in this one.
That'd be sweet.
There was a kind of an emphasis on the vehicles I didn't super enjoy in the first two games just because they never felt right.
Felt like an afterthought.
My real problem with the vehicles was the lack of the map feature.
Oh, yeah.
It worked out really well in split screen because I would drive and Trevor would just bring up the map.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, on split screen, I would be looking at his screen at the map because we would be moving along it and then, you know, I could drive. But, yeah, whenever we're playing online, like, so we'd have to kind of direct me. Or I would have to stop and check the map real quick, which was a little bit annoying. But apparently they're going to be fixing that in this one. Like, they're going to add, like, a mini-map for while you're driving.
You need one.
You really do.
You really do.
Or at least, like, a thing at the top, like, giving you a direction you're supposed to go in. A better version of that, anyway.
And then also, as well as his... decoys that he can throw out there. It looks like Zane is going to have like a bunch of other like gadgets. Like it mentions a drone,
like
attack
gadgets.
Drone. So
nice.
As the game gets closer, I'm sure there'll be more breakdowns and more information coming out about everything. Which that's one of the other things that I love about the way that they announced the game is that they're like Fallout 4-ing it, where it's like, hey, so we've been working on this game. Here's the trailer. Also, it's coming out in September. Like
5 months, guys.
Yeah,
I love that level of marketing.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, no. This, like, because the hype train won't stop.
Mm-hmm. No,
like, yeah,
there's not a lot of time for it to just fizzle out.
There's not enough time for everybody on the internet to analyze and nitpick everything before it comes out.
They've already hit a roadblock because it's an Epic Game Store exclusive, and the internet nerds are throwing a hissy fit and review bombing. Which Randy Pitchford, who is a petty man, so he's a kindred spirit. Is like, yeah, kind of seeing this response kind of makes me glad that we're upsetting these people. Like, I'm glad that, you know, we're going to talk, Gearbox is going to talk about even just, you know, what our relationship with Steam is going to be going forward.
Ooh.
Which he kind of did that because Steam had yet to implement the review bomb filter that they'd been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out Steam launched the review bomb filter.
So basically, Steam added this system where if something is getting review bombed, like suddenly, like there seems to be a massive uptick in negative reviews.
They have nothing to do with the game on a weird time frame.
so they can then take every review from that time frame and put them in a separate little bubble that does not impact the actual score.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's really cool. It's a solid feature from Steam. And yeah, no, I went pretty in depth into my feelings towards the Epic Game Store business on Sunday's episode of Nerd Up. If you're curious about that, check it out. I don't want to talk more about Epic Game Store.
Yeah.
Because it, to me, this is a non-issue, and that's all I'm going to say on it. If you want to hear me go in depth on it, like I said. Nerd Up last week.
I'll listen tomorrow morning in the shower.
It honestly kind of comes from like a good place, but it's done horribly. Like, you were doing this the worst possible way, because it's people who are very excited for Borderlands 3. They're just upset that they have to go to this other storefront that they don't want. Yep. So it's just they're just kind of.
You mean they have to exert effort and they're upset?
It's not even effort.
They just have to use a service they don't like.
Yeah, like I said.
It's because they're excited for this game and they want to be able to play it because Borderlands is amazing.
Yeah. This is one of the Jack, baby boomers make fun of us.
Handsome Jack is one of the, if they understood any of the sentence. Handsome Jack is one of my all-time favorite
villains.
Like, not even just related to video games. Just, like, from the first moment of, like, his first thing of talking about, like, hey, I'm so rich. I have a pony made of diamonds. I named him after you. Butt Stallion. Stupid. It's so juvenile, but he's so terrifying.
Yeah.
Wilhelm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of me is kind of dreading having to go through, like,
those
opening levels again, like those first few, like going through the cave with the bully mongs and the Wilhelm side quest and stuff like that, because I've done it so many times already. But at the same time, it will be way better.
Yeah. Because, they are definitely getting through, at least once we get past, what's his name, the fire guy in the bandit camp.
Oh, with the guy with the little guy on his shoulder?
Yeah.
I remember him.
I think.
I don't remember their names.
No, not...
Not important.
I don't think it's that guy. Regardless, once we get past that, because that's the one that I have played up to the most, because that's where, like, anybody that I try to play this game with, I usually end up losing them there.
Yeah.
Because getting through the bandit camp is kind of a slog.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm having fun with it. So, like,
as long as I can murder things,
like I said, so many things.
The Hyperion base is where I usually.
That one is just frustrating to do by yourself. But if you've got people going with you, like, it actually ends up being pretty fun, just because it's a relatively short area. Mm-hmm. There's just so many things shooting at you.
So many.
That and like the wildlife reserve is another one that's kind of a slog to get through.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, like, I'm still looking forward to doing the playthrough, because it's been a while since I've played through it, and it would be cool to, like, after we play through that one, maybe go back through the pre-sequel, because as much as I love Borderlands, I have weirdly, like, I've made a character in the pre-sequel, but I haven't actually played through it.
I haven't even opened it. I didn't install it, because I just knew that we were going to play 2. Like, even if we somehow managed to get through 2, like, and then we decide to do the pre-sequel, I will absolutely install it, but that's just one of those, like, yeah, I'm not going to touch you, I know.
Yeah, no, that's entirely fair.
That's fair.
All right, guys. We are definitely a little bit over on time. So this is going to conclude our first episode of The Hype Train. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hit us up on Facebook and let us know. Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. You can also, like I said, check out those pre-shows. $1. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Thanks for listening. I was trying to think of a train.
I was gonna say, like,
trains pulling into the station, boys.
No, because we can't. The hype train don't stop.
Oh,
that's because I was thinking about pumping the brakes, but I mean, the hype train don't stop. I got nothing.
See you next month.
See you next month.